When it's time to scale your business, it's time for Shopify. Get everything you need to grow the way you want. Like, all the way. Stack more sales with the best converting checkout on the planet. Track your cha-chings from every channel, right in one spot. And turn real-time reporting into big-time opportunities. Take your business to a whole new level. Switch to Shopify. Start your free trial today.
Hey there, gorgeous people. Novalane here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the crazy world of tech dependence. Ever feel like your phone has a mind of its own? Like it's got this secret agenda to keep you glued to the screen, scrolling endlessly through memes and cat videos until your brain melts into a puddle of dopamine. You know that feeling when you swear you just picked it up to check the time, but an hour later, you're knee-deep in some stranger's TikTok rant about their avocado toast addiction. Yeah, me too. That's why today we're diving headfirst into setting healthy phone limits and actually sticking to them, because you deserve a life beyond that little glowing rectangle. First things first, let's get real. Our phones are amazing tools. They connect us, inform us, entertain us, and even help us navigate the world. But when they start ruling our lives, it's time to hit the brakes. We're talking about reclaiming your time, your focus, and your sanity. So, how do we tame this digital beast? Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you set those healthy boundaries and feel like a boss again. 1. Track your usage. This might sound like a bummer, but trust me, it's eye-opening. Seriously, download one of those apps that tracks your phone usage. I promise it won't judge you. You'll be shocked to see how much time you actually spend scrolling, liking, and sharing. It's like looking in the mirror of reality, but instead of seeing your reflection, you see a digital vortex swirling around your thumb. 2. Identify your triggers. We all have them, those moments when we instinctively reach for our phones. Boredom. Stress. FOMO, fear of missing out. Figure out what sends you scurrying to your phone and develop healthy coping mechanisms. Need to chill? Take a walk, listen to music, or actually talk to another human being. You know, the old-fashioned way. Create phone-free zones. This is a game-changer. Designate certain areas of your life as phone-free zones. Your bedroom, the dinner table, even the 30 minutes before bed, make a sacred space where you can disconnect and recharge. Imagine. No more late-night doom scrolling, no more distracted dinners. Just peaceful moments with yourself and maybe a good book or some quality time with loved ones. 4. Turn off notifications. Ever feel like your phone is constantly buzzing and demanding your attention? Yeah, that's because it is. Turning off those unnecessary notifications, they're the digital equivalent of nagging relatives. Focus on what truly matters, and let go of the need to be instantly informed about every single cat video or viral meme. 5. Embrace boredom. This might sound counterintuitive, but hear me out. Boredom can actually be a breeding ground for creativity and self-discovery. When you're not constantly plugged in, your mind has space to wander, dream, and come up with brilliant ideas, or at least figure out what's for dinner. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She was totally addicted to her phone, like checking it every 5 seconds, scrolling through social media until her eyes hurt. One day, she decided to give herself a week of digital detox. At first, she felt panicked and lost without her phone. But guess what? After a few days, she started noticing things she'd never seen before: the beauty of a sunset, the sound of birds singing, even the texture of a real book. She rediscovered the joy of being present in a moment and actually having meaningful conversations with people face-to-face. She even got back into painting, something she used to love doing but had forgotten about amidst all the digital noise. Remember, it's not about completely eliminating your phone, it's about finding a healthy balance that works for you. It's about reclaiming your time and energy so you can focus on what truly matters in life. So ditch the digital distractions, step into the real world, and embrace the joy of being present. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest phone usage struggles? Share your thoughts and stories with me in the comments. Let's build a community of mindful tech users together. Until next time, keep it real, keep it balanced, and keep on shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.